Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the shadows of the big monster cast yesterday. How the heck are you today on a beautiful Monday? I hope the weather is nice as it is here where you are. Boy, I'll tell you what, we needed a day like this. A lot of rain around here lately. WTKN FM 94.5, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Welcome to this Armed American Radio weekday show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Great to have you with us. I covered a ton of ground. Did you listen to the Monster Show yesterday? I covered a ton of ground with Alan Gottlieb. And although AWR Hawkins and I didn't get to cover about five, maybe six stories, it was intense conversation, and it was so good, and I deemed it so important when I got up again this morning that I made it a point to want to cover some of it again with you today. There's a couple things I want to go over. But I want to start, I'm getting a lot of emails, you can imagine. I was talking about the National Rifle Association last night. I opened up the program talking about the NRA and the latest document dump, if you want to call it a document dump. I'm guessing that's what I'll call it. But my opinion on this, is getting tougher and tougher to hold back on this. Because seeing is believing. And I've often told you on this program over the years, and I will continue to do so, that you cannot refuse to accept the situation. Refusing to accept the situation, any situation, regardless of what it is in your life, means that you are living in denial. And denial, as we all know, can get us killed, literally and figuratively. Literally and figuratively. So I don't want to live in denial. What I mean by that is, the news coming out of the National Rifle Association and the document dump is not good. And I hate, as I said yesterday, I hate to use the term optics, but I will. The optics are bad. Let me briefly explain for those of you new listeners or those of you who might not have heard the show last night exactly what it is I'm referring to. There was a large dump of documents a couple days back. I believe it was on Friday, Thursday or Friday. Stephen Gutowski, by the way, from the Washington Free Beacon, is credited in a piece, if I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, if I'm not mistaken, but he is the one credited with getting this information or being the first out in front with this stuff. Of course, Stephen is a contributor to this show and a good close friend. So it's good to know that he was on top of this. He texted me early in the morning with a link to this information before it got put out publicly. There were some others that were aware of it. It had been put out on, I believe, Facebook. It was an FTP link. So when I was able to open the link and I finally saw the documents that I'm referring to here, it's bad. It's very bad for the National Rifle Association. It exposes expenditures in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that on the surface don't appear right. A ton of money, almost over $250,000 in suits for Wayne LaPierre, for example. Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association and their chief spokesman out front. $250,000 in suits from a swanky Beverly Hills boutique. What? Joseph A. Banks doesn't work? Remember, the National Rifle Association is not for profit. Not for profit. Private aircraft to the tune of tens and tens of thousands of dollars, including trip to the Bahamas, Budapest, and other exotic locations. Tens of thousands of dollars per flight. Remember, this is a not-for-profit. Meanwhile, if you're a member of the NRA, you continually get solicited for funds from the NRA. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel expenses, including an apartment paid for over $30,000 in rents for a young female intern. This is a not-for-profit. Remember that. So the optics are not good. That caused a rift between Oliver North, then the president, and Wayne LaPierre. That feud went public during the National Rifle Association annual meetings back on the 26th, 27th, 28th of April, just a few weeks ago. Afterwards, Wayne LaPierre emerged victorious. Rumor had it, unanimously voted back in as executive VP. A lot of people wondering why. We heard that this was the rumor. Then over the last few days, we actually saw the numbers. We saw the individual daily charges from a boutique in Beverly Hills. Outrageous numbers. They don't look good. It's just that simple. And I made the statement yesterday, and I stand by it today. Wayne LaPierre has to go. As far as I'm concerned, and I am just a member, I'm not on the board, never been on the board, never held a position at the National Rifle Association. They've never called me and asked me for my opinion about squat. But I'm giving you mine now. Wayne LaPierre needs to go. The optics aren't good. Now, I asked this question yesterday. As someone, myself, in the public domain, who speaks, I get around from time to time. I speak to organizations and groups. It's nice to have some credibility when you do that. As at this moment, right now today, I don't know how Wayne LaPierre, knowing what we know and him knowing what we know now, he knows that this information is out there. He knows that we know that he has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on his dapper suits in his wardrobe from a boutique in Beverly Hills, in one day dropping nearly $40,000 on those suits. He knows we know that. He knows we know about the private air travel. $18,000 for a limo overseas. Trips to the Bahamas. I don't recall the NRA soliciting funds to help fight for gun rights in Coco Cay, where the cruise ships pull in. The optics are terrible. I don't know how Wayne LaPierre, who knows we know these things, can stand up in front of a crowd and expect respect and applause. But that's just me. Other people are capable of doing these things. We see politicians do it every day. They lie, they twist, they steal, and they step. Hillary Clinton, prime example. Barack Obama, prime example. Hell, Donald Trump, prime example. Any of them. They say, they do, they get away with whatever they want. They stand up and they act as if nothing happened. Maybe that's LaPierre. I don't know. But there's a freight train in New York, an investigation in New York, that's going to come barreling into the station here in the not too distant future. And I'm not so sure those at the top of the food chain at the National Rifle Association are going to want to be standing there, because that thing's not going to stop. It's going to go right through the station. It's not even going to apply brakes. And it isn't ending anytime soon. And I have a real sneaky feeling we're at the tip of the iceberg with this. Knowing these things as I knew versus seeing it in print is a whole different ballgame. And I'm not alone. I've seen your emails. Let me know what you think. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. As far as I'm concerned, Wayne LaPierre's got to go. There's no more credibility at the top of the National Rifle Association now that this information is out, that the bickering has gone on. And the National Rifle Association has yet to address it to its membership. But the fundraising emails continue to pour in. Isn't that something? I don't know how he survives this. I truly don't. Like I said, I'm a member. I'm not going to let my membership reel. I'm not going to get rid of my membership. The nation needs a strong National Rifle Association. And the National Rifle Association, if they do the proper things, can survive this and come out of this okay. But that needs to be a change at the top. It needs to be a change at the top. House cleaning needs to be taken care of. It's as simple as that. It's not a difficult answer. Change the top, let the investigations continue, and those at the top, get them out. New blood needs to come in. New blood needs to come in. It's that simple. As I said yesterday when I closed out segment one, America, and I said it just now, America needs, it's vital that America has a strong National Rifle Association. But there are other groups. Let me go to what Alan Gottlieb mentioned about this very topic last night when he addressed it. Alan's in a position that he can't say certain things and doesn't want. I wouldn't expect him to, and I would never try to put him on the spot to get him to answer questions about things that he knows. Alan Gottlieb, of course, the single most powerful man alive today as it pertains to our right to keep and bear arms. Nobody more powerful, no one more powerful than Alan Gottlieb in 38 courtrooms across the country fighting for our right to bear arms. He knows what's going on. And Alan's not in a position, nor would I ask him to make the statements I made about LaPierre or anybody else. But he will tell you the same thing I just told you, that we need a strong National Rifle Association, but it is foolish to put all of our eggs in one basket. Look, we can't, as I said, we cannot refuse to accept the situation. There are issues at the National Rifle Association. As a member of the NRA, I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned what it looks like. But you're going to get the straight dope from me. I'm sure the National Rifle Association doesn't like me saying what I'm saying right now. I couldn't care less. As a member, I have a right to express my opinion as it concerns the organization that I feed my membership dues to year after year after year after year after year. And it's high time the National Rifle Association leadership begin paying attention to what the members are saying. That's how the National Rifle Association stays strong. So we're going to watch this play out. What happens, happens. It's not the end of the world. But I got to tell you, if I'm sitting at the top of the food chain at the NRA right now, I'm licking my wounds because I've got decisions I have to make. Others are going to make them for me if I don't, back after this. All right, now's the time to listen up. I know you're all hardworking American patriots. I know you are, and I know you believe in your inalienable rights to defend yourself, your family, and your freedom. And frankly, so do I. You know that. Well, the USCCA is here to help us protect those rights. And this month only, they're going to be doing it by giving away 10 free chances to win a new gun. And not just any gun, you're winning an AR-15 for free. Text the word ARM to the number 87222 right now to get entered. It's fast, it's easy, 100% free and painless. The USCCA is an organization that helps educate, train, and legally protect Americans like you and me. They take protecting your rights and your loved ones very seriously. Text ARM to the number 87222 to find out more and get your 10 free chances to win a brand new AR. All the information you need is right on the page. But you'll want to hurry because this offer ends Friday, May 24th. So text the word ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
All right, gun lovers, here's your to-do list. Shoot free guns and grab great gear at the number one destination for American gun owners. Enjoy an action-packed weekend at the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, and much, much more. But hurry, it all ends Sunday. Text EXPO to the number 87222 for your discount and free T-shirt. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios with me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, of course, today and every day of the week. The National Rifle Association was one of the one of the big things that we had to talk about yesterday. That's that 800-pound gorilla in the room. I'm never going to shy away from that. If you have questions about that, and a number of you have, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Not just about that, but about anything you might want to chit-chat with. I've got a few emails here that I need to read on the show, and I will get to them as soon as I can. Might not be today. I've promised some of you that I am going to be using your emails, and I will. Nonetheless, whatever it is you want to converse about, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. The NRA, of course, has been a big topic because a lot of us are members of the National Rifle Association as gun owners and freedom lovers in America. And we don't like what we're seeing, and it stinks. And if I see something I don't like, I'm going to tell you what it is. And right now, I don't like what I'm seeing. It stinks. And I'm hopeful that they fix it. They have to fix it for the benefit of the entire gun rights movement. However, they're not the only fish in the ocean, but they are a huge player. So let's hope that they get it together for the sake of members and for the sake of gun rights moving forward. The second story that I hit last night with AWR, and we focused on for quite a bit, was two different topics that fold into one. Let me explain what I mean by that. Colorado, the vigil being held for Castillo, the amazing kid who unfortunately gave up his life defending his fellow classmates and kept the carnage in that school to a minimum under the circumstances. The event, of course, as is often the case, hijacked the vigil I'm talking about at the school itself, hijacked by the gun grabbers who invited themselves and two politicians with D's next to their name. What do you think you're going to hear from them? They stood up and began using this as a soapbox to push their political agenda, which is more gun control. Thankfully, and this is such a huge story, it's such an important story, it's not getting near as much. It is getting a lot of press, but not near as much as it should have. But nonetheless, it did get press. I'll explain that in a second, why that's important. But without a doubt, the Democrat politicians that were in attendance began pushing their agenda, and the students had enough and said no. And got up and walked out. Hundreds of them got up and walked out, screaming, "This is not what we want." Mental health, yelling at the politicians to stop politicizing the event and calling, using it as an opportunity to push their gun control agenda. That right there, in and of itself, is huge. What's even huger is the fact that it got coverage because the event was being covered. The cameras were rolling, and they had no choice but to show what was happening. And somebody's got some splaining to do, Lucy. And that's exactly what happened with the Brady campaign, who Alan reminded us last night is now embarking on somewhat of an apology tour because they have to, because they looked like idiots. Pushing a gun control agenda at an event designed and being held to memorialize a hero, a fallen hero who should have never fallen, but did. And in the process, saved countless other lives inside that school. And the other side wants to exploit him and politicize his death. Incredible. The students were having none of it. That, the coverage that it got, was significant. Because trust me when I tell you, that's not usually something the other side, the mainstream press, that hates our gun rights, generally wants to cover as their side of the agenda is getting pounded by kids. Remember, this is a media that exploits the kids out of Parkland, follows them everywhere, has made a number of them celebrities. David Hogg, for one, he's the one that comes to mind, who's now an expert on everything because he believes now that he's smarter than he really is because of the media attention that he has been given. So as the media continues to push the anti-gun narrative, it was remarkable to see what happened in Colorado happen in Colorado. And the anti-gunners really, really get that smack in the head that they deserved. And they did, and they got it. But it goes a little farther. And what I did was I tied in a piece from AWR Hawkins, Parkland Father, School Shootings, an Opportunity for Democrats to Push Gun Control. Andrew Pollack, He is the father of Meadow Pollock, whose life was cut tragically short by that lunatic madman, Nicholas Cruz, in Parkland at the high school. Andrew Pollock gets it. And he, like everybody else who saw that stunt that the Brady campaign pulled and the Democrat politicians pulled, was sickened by it. And his comments were unbelievable. He told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, quote, "The media and national Democrat politicians didn't care about the families or why it happened. To them, my daughter's murder was just an opportunity to promote their gun control agenda." That's referring, of course, to Parkland. He continued, "We protect airports. We protect concerts, stadiums, embassies. The Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator. They got a security guard in the elevator." What is Andrew Pollock referring to? The fact that there was nobody in the hallways. There was no teacher that was armed. There was no one there to defend his daughter. No one. Even if the coward went in, there wasn't enough time. It was a secondary response. First responders are second responders in reality. They're first in the sense that's who we call first. But the first responders are on the scene. The teachers shielding, using their own bodies to defend and protect kids. Because that's all they have. That sickens Andrew Pollock because he gets it. He says to Breitbart, he told AWR Hawkins this, "Democrats aren't interested in keeping our children safe while in school. If they were, they would focus on the real issues, like hardening our schools and mental illness." And he went on. He said, for example, he was noting to AWR Hawkins how the recent Colorado STEM school shooting in Colorado received minor coverage, fairly minor coverage, considering everything else they cover. Why is that? He wanted to know. And he told us. He told us the same thing we tell you. In fact, we talked about it last week. Because they used handguns, not AR-15s, but handguns. They didn't use the weapon of war that the Democrats are actively seeking to ban in this country, which is just a .223 semi-automatic rifle. But that's what they've set their sights on. And Andrew Pollock gets it, and he's sick about it. The kids, he said, are looking at the real issues, which center on things like mental health. And, of course, he was talking about hardening schools. I don't know how Andrew Pollock goes on during the day. My daughter, about 1 year older than his daughter, if we lived in that neighborhood, that's the school she would have attended and been in that grade. It's just, it's heartbreaking, it's sickening, and it's disgusting. When Armed American Radio comes back, we will continue to cover some new stories. I've got a happy ending story for you that I want to get out. Yeah, I love happy ending stories. Love happy ending stories. So we're gonna give you a happy ending story. I've got a couple other things I want to cover with you, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. The Parkland father, Andrew Pollack, combined in his commentary on what happened in Colorado, those two stories combined into one are huge. Huge. I mean, that is just a ginormous slap in the face to the enemies of our freedom and those who are so disgusting and so despicable that they politicize the death of children, including his daughter. I don't know how he goes on. I close out that last segment. I just don't know. My heart breaks for him, for all of them. But he's very vocal in his position about not wanting his daughter's death to be in vain, but wanting to stop the problem, the real problem. Not gun control, but the real problem. And Andrew Pollack gets it. I reminded you last night, if you were listening to the program, if not, I reminded listeners to the program last night about the Heller D.C. case. And I think it bears mentioning again here as we're talking about this again today, at least briefly. Dick Heller, we all know the Heller decision, which for the first time the Supreme Court affirmed the individual right to keep and bear arms. Dick Heller, the case came about because Dick Heller is a security guard who uses a firearm as part of his job to protect a government building at night. And this is what's got Andrew Pollack so enraged. Dick Heller himself has been on my program to talk about that very issue, how it's ridiculous that he can protect a building at night, but he can't protect himself, hence why the D.C. case was filed, and we all know the outcome there. The rest is as we know, they say, as they say, history. But Andrew Pollack is right on the money when he says, and it's a reminder to us, that Democrats are not interested in keeping our children safe while in school. If they were, they would focus on the real issues like hardening our schools and mental illness, and they don't. They simply won't, because that's not what it's about, and Andrew Pollack nails it. That's an incredibly important story, because Colorado and the pro-gun kids, the anti-gun control kids who wanted to have a vigil in honor of their friend were being used and abused by Democrats. Again, exploited. There's no other word to use. And the kids said, not gonna happen. Not up in here. Get out. And shut them right down. And the mere fact that that got the attention that it got was remarkable, combined with this, the commentary from Andrew Pollack, whose beautiful daughter Meadow was taken at 14 years old by an absolute animal who I can't wait gets put down. Unbelievable. But anyway, very telling, brutally honest from Andrew Pollack, and quite frankly, the truth. And it shut them up, and the Brady campaign is now embarked on their little apology tour, which they should be. These people, you know, they have no shame, frankly. The only reason they're apologizing is because the story went public and they had no choice. Otherwise, they wouldn't have, because they were there for that specific purpose. That tells you everything you need to know. All right, let's move on. It's tough to talk about them without Angry Mark come busting out of the box. Now, we got to move on. I don't want to get angry today. Not on a Monday. Okay, you're going to walk with me here. I didn't have a chance to go into this yesterday, so I've kind of saved this tab because I didn't close this out last night in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. I left it open on monitor number 2, and I did it for a reason. You know what I think about polls, right? If you don't, let me tell you what I think about polls. I don't think anything about polls. Want me to prove myself right? Who's in the White House? Okay. Every poll said that wasn't supposed to happen. Polls are a bunch of garbage as far as I'm concerned. So we can use them as a tool, but to rely on them, you're a fool. And I'll explain why in just a second. Americans don't trust feds on gun control, but less wary of federal gun licenses. This is from Rasmussen Reports. That's the headline. And the gist of the story is that Americans tend to favor Democrat presidential hopeful Cory Booker's idea of a federal gun license, even though most people don't trust the federal government with gun laws. And, of course, in the same sentence, I quote, they don't expect Booker's plan to reduce gun crime. So you're supposed to get me to believe that Americans tend to favor, that means Americans favor, a majority of Americans believe we should have a federal gun license. Yet, we don't trust the government when it comes to gun control, and by doing that, we certainly aren't going to reduce gun crime. You want me to buy into that? Let me tell you who. I'm telling you. There's 320 million Americans. Well over 100 million Americans vote. Think of the size of that number, right? It's huge. It's huge. And 100 million is small. It's more than that. Probably 200 million Americans vote. Think about that. But you know how Rasmussen came up with that? Do you know how? They surveyed 1,000 Americans. 1,000. I don't care what they tell you about the science in polls. You go interview 1,000 more people tomorrow, you're going to get a totally different result. And do it again the next year, you're going to get a totally different result. I don't want to hear about the science behind this stuff. It was debunked in 2016. Donald Trump turned them upside down. I don't care what these polls say. Did you get polled? No, you didn't. The survey of Americans, of 1,000 Americans, remember, there's 200 million Americans, and here's what they say. The new National Report telephone poll finds 48% of American adults. You can't tell me 48% of American adults because you talked to 1,000 people. Sorry, not buying it. Oh, yeah, and guess what? This host also thinks global warming is a bunch of bunk and a hoax. How arrogant are you to think that your lawnmower is going to destroy the planet? It's not. The Earth is always evolving, has been since the dawn of time. It ain't because of your little tricycle, okay? Oh, Angry Mark, oh,
Calm down, calm down. Americans don't trust feds on gun control, but less wary of federal gun licenses. The whole thing's a joke. Now, I want you to go to some related articles here. When I saw this, I cracked up. Most reject repeal of the Second Amendment. Most Americans reject the repeal of the Second Amendment. Next headline. Voters still highly skeptical of politicians who raise gun issues. But wait a minute. We're not highly skeptical of Cory Booker, who's calling for banning everything. What he's done is he's taken 18 huge, just the wish list, the Democrat wish list for gun control, everything, and he's rolled it into one plan and called it his 18-point plan on guns. I played you audio of him last night. I'm not going to do it today because it makes me sick, of him in 2000, 19 years ago, when he was a mere homeowner association wannabe on the Newark City Council, talking about banning all guns because he knows we don't need them. That's what he said. I played it last night. You go back and listen. These headlines, it's enough to kill you. You don't have to read it. Voters favor social media, internet checks for gun license applicants. 31%. Listen to the way this headline is worded. 31% blame lack of gun control, not shooters, in gun crimes. Let's read that again. 31% blame lack of gun control, not shooters, in gun crimes. How about we rewrite that headline to make it sound like this? 69% of Americans blame shooters in gun crimes, not lack of gun control. How about that? 69% of Americans blame the shooters and not the lack of gun control in quote-unquote gun crimes. How about we put the headline that way? But nope, 31% blame lack of gun control, not shooters in gun crimes. Oh, come on. No, this is the way the media drives a narrative. Let's not tell you what the majority thinks. Let's tell you.
USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, real quick, we'll get some business out of the way for you. If the clock is winding down on an opportunity for you to come on up to Pittsburgh and meet me, I'll be at the Second Amendment Foundation / Armed American Radio booth at the Concealed Carry Expo being put on by the United States Concealed Carry Association, our great friends over there at the USCCA, Pittsburgh, at the Convention Center downtown. This coming weekend, I fly into Pittsburgh Thursday. I'll be at the booth all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, flying back on Monday. I'll be doing some great interviews for the MonsterCast and for The Daily Show. You never know. Might even bring the daytime show live from the floor if I can swing that instead of just bringing you some recorded interviews. We'll see. It depends on the layout of the floor and what kind of connections we can get from the mobile studios here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense and the MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios. So we'll see. But anyway, it's going to be an awful lot of fun if you can make it to Pittsburgh. And I've got a number of emails from those of you who are looking forward to shaking paws. I can't wait to meet you. Make sure to come to the Concealed Carry Expo. Look it up, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, USCCA Concealed Carry Expo, this coming weekend in Pittsburgh. I will be there. Also, remember, you only have, 11 days now to get in on the giveaway. That's the AR-15. Yeah, that's the AR-15. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D. To 87222, A-R-M-E-D, armed, to 87222, and you will lock in one of 10 chances. 10 chances, let me put it that way. You get 10 chances because the USCCA is giving away 10 $1,000 bills so that you can purchase. You get 10 chances to win $1,000, right? Wouldn't it be great to purchase the AR-15 of your dreams? You can buy a lot of ARs. You can buy a lot of AR for $1,000. Believe me when I tell you that. All right. Yeah, so do that. Armed, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. And come on to Pittsburgh. Come on, going to be a big crowd. Because the mayor, I think we're going to see some protests out front. Because the mayor and the Democrats don't want the USCCA Expo going on. Because somehow all of the good citizens of not just Pennsylvania, but those who will come and spend their money in Pittsburgh aren't welcome if you're a Democrat mayor and a Democrat member, one of six of nine Democrat members of the city council, because somehow you're responsible for the actions of a lunatic at the synagogue in Pittsburgh a few months back. And they're willing to violate their own state law and ask the convention center to no longer do business with and really send the USCCA packing and get rid of the convention. It's the way they think. I know it's mind-boggling. So come out and say, yeah, no, we're here because we're law-abiding people. We celebrate the right to bear arms. We didn't have anything to do with the synagogue shooting. By the way, see you in court because that's, as we say down south, what's fitting to happen. All right, let's move on. I got a happy ending story for you. How about, you want to go to the happy ending right now? Yeah, let's see if I can fit one other thing in here. Let me take a quick look. Let's go to Boston real quick. Yeah, let me go to Boston real quick because I can really segue from this into a happy ending story. They make it too easy to do. But there's a piece out now. I believe it's the Boston Herald is reporting. I got to tell you, you find this stuff, and it's just enough to drive you crazy because it's so obvious to anybody who's intellectually honest. There was a march in Boston yesterday. And, you know, there's what looks like maybe 100 people, Mothers for Peace and Justice, and they're wearing, you know, long purple gowns and ponchos. I guess it was raining. Sits at a couple hundred people there displaying their T-shirts and signs depicting victims of quote-unquote gun violence in Boston. The vast majority of gun violence in Boston, by the way, is criminal activity. Let's not forget that. It's not law-abiding people shooting each other in their neighborhoods. It's crime. I mean, let's start there. Let's start with crime. Let's start with, you know, if Paul wasn't committing a crime in the first place, maybe he wouldn't have been shot. I mean, I don't know. Again, maybe it's just me. But they go on and that with these cliche statements, and you got to love this one. This is to show that the communities in the city of Boston matter, and it takes a village to raise a child. So we all need to come together and walk for that purpose and have that message that we want peace and love in our communities and we want unity. And right when she said that, that was Parham, was her name Parham? Beverly Parham Jordan. Yeah, Beverly Parham Jordan. As soon as she said that, unicorns came swooping down and the mother of dragons, yeah, in Game of Thrones, came flying through the air. And then there was the smell of strawberry dust and sprinkles. Mm-hmm. And Boston, the Bay, became ice cream. And life was just one big happy ice cream cone. Can't we all just get along? No, we can't. Why? Because there is evil in this world. And do you want to know how to deal with evil? Oh, let me show you how to deal with evil. Lancaster, California. A father in Lancaster, California. One shot killed an individual who broke into his home so he could protect his children. Yeah, listen to this. Maybe Beverly Parham Jordan should listen to this. He was hearing at 6:45 in the morning now. Again, transport yourself to wherever you are at 6:45 in the morning in your home. And you begin hearing loud banging noises that you shouldn't be hearing because you know you're not the one making the loud banging noises. And it's coming from a downstairs back window. All of a sudden, there's an individual you don't know walking through your home and heading into an upstairs bedroom. When pow, a shot rings out, yours, because you are prepared to defend yourself and your family. So the sheriff's homicide bureau sergeant, Richard Biddle, had this to say, that the family was huddled together in a bedroom when the suspect entered. Quote, they were actually on the phone with the sheriff's department reporting someone was breaking into their house. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Oh! That's a golf clap, by the way. None of the family members in the home were injured. None. You know why? Because Pops was armed. Because Daddy had a gun. Again, this is the sound of freedom. Pow! That's the guy hitting the floor. Because when you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the same instantly. And if your own death results because action was taken against you by the person whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you were attempting to impede, too bad for you, you earned your demise. And the shot that rang out that killed you, well placed, by the way, one shot stops. That's a whole other show. One shot, done. You earned it. I don't care if it hurt. I don't care where your ride in afterlife took you. Don't care. I care about the fact that that family who was huddled together in fear in their bedroom. I want you to think about that. What is? Picture that. Huddled together in fear behind a bed or behind a wall. Scared to death because someone's in your home. And because you are prepared to take action, the moment that loser walks in to that bedroom, he meets his fate. Good for you, too bad for him. Should have found another line of work, pal. Remember, until we meet on the radio tomorrow, and we're going to, you carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.